me for John Shah at Christmas, Lu Yuzhu. Because I am, but it don't look like you guys are mentioning Jungle. Chilun Sila Hochinada Yaku Chin Sanche. I, you know, told you I to Christmas, it gives me joy because it's really the only time ku kupuatani fake kokumona ku halu. Because you must answer that to Shonaya ku hat to Christmas, my Lucia ku pe lemon jeep at Pong Yu, pe lemon at Tenshiha and jeep at your kuti pe your name cha. And what do we do? You know more, you're tampe. And whether you are going out or whether you are staying home, e poto shai you no la, what do? You know more, huh? You know how to you lumo tampe. You lumo tang zu, lanchi. Everything and all things. It's like a look weekend, you look at dinner, you have to football, huh? It's like you don't have to motomoli. It's like you have to go shopping. It's like you have to New Year. But you have to tang chun dao yin dao chang. But you know, the one thing that pe lu mo chi chu tang chu, lu jai lu nyong no na ya, Jesus. We have this opportunity. Mi mo sang chu that we have this opportunity. Lu xia ke pe lu mo tang, lu xia ke pe lu mo shi zu lu han de opportunity to lu mo Ha min ji zu, Yesu ha. The reason kini yu lu na ya. Ya, me mo wang chi zi lu, emi ti lu mo sha nya chi hu lu ka na ya. Ma, chung o ma me ye bu ta lu shi ha na no, ma li ha yu se tu kya Yesu mo chi hu lu to che. E Simeon lu mo bu, Simeon ha la kya. Simeon, you look in the hatch, my lima, ni hata. No, 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 ya. Got to mean you no, it's destined for the rise and the fall of Israel. And people will be against, he is a sign. Kutuni yulamo tacha. And you yourself will be pierced by this sword. Haka yesu yulu. Haka kaha kupe. Molu chalu nyolu mo celebrate. Ha nyoku tumi minyono yulu chulum blate hana no. It's to reveal something to you and I. It is a conversation from God. Evanchi halu kachukaku kupila mo puha pauta tsuke jang zilu zula. Tsuke lulu zula. E kakini yulu handa lumo kachukaku pe kupila mo pao wangchu. In our series, Making God Known, Jano ye jan all of the gospel conversation. Eka pele mo shai nyo chu yuhan. Chong blau ngai gao chao mo su chung gai ning gao chao. John chapter 4, verse 16 to 26. Mani hale no ata, he told her, go call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have five husbands, and the man that you are with now is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. And he says that salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one who's speaking to you, I am he. Let us pray. Man chilu shek pelmo shaikatsulu. Taka chan yao hai cha pe panjai. Ko pe yo ta ta katsulu. Havan chu. Pe yang gan sha. Lun ja ke ga yo. Lu mo kha chu pe nu no. Ko meng ha chen. Nya chu pe lu ne. O ka chao lu chi yas lu be. Amen. See, Christmas ni chi ha elu shi ha. Chu ka ha ku pe lu mo more presents. La shi zai presents. La shi lumo halu jong chotoneko po shusha la shi lumo ta zai ta khoze. Ta shima niya ilu shia chukka ha kupe lumo carry a conversation. Niya ilu kya lu nyong chukka ha kupe to take the opportunity. Lumo katsu yesu. Ha lumo katsu ta the reason ku yesu yu lu. What is that purpose? Chope epe cha lumo pa. Ya pele mo shai ma pele mo pu ta Yesu does not take this opportunity lightly. Ni le mo take ka opportunity ke ni le mo jutu pu samali hana no tang. Le mo ka chu ko wang chu. Lum be dong dro ha ni pao ta wang chu no ya le. Ni pao ta wang chu no ya tu ke lu ni tu ke jang si tao chu ni. E ya pele mo shai conversation, she's been changing subjects left and right. When she doesn't like a subject that Jesus has talked about, she moves it to another subject. That she, Yesu, continually wants to talk to her, to point her in the right direction. Talk to Yesu, can I have water? Can you draw me some water? Ni hale kya ni ta ko ye ite to ni yudai e ko mo chai tlan chi lo mo nu ku ya ite pu samli u ketle chuka. You have no right. We don't associate with one another. You can't drink from the same cup that I am drinking. E ye chi yesu ha chu ni ta well ya ta ka pao ta le ti nu ka for ketle na. You would gladly ask him for water. And he will give you living water. Talk in knock at the oh, just like a motor, just like a sushana. Can I have some? Kapokan, like she, kapapata, yeah, we only can't go tell you that, just like a good hand. Ni santa, just like a no. Chakha ni chi san chakha to chut len zi. She doesn't want to come back and doesn't want to keep coming back to get water. Chakha chi yes wa chen da yak hao chat len yak yin khet lo shi ma yak hao chat le ku mo chi ka na ka yin chi khen zi la. She didn't understand. She misunderstood what Jesus was talking about. Ha cha living water la shi cha tle ke cha cha zu shan no cha tle ke tao zai zu shan de tla mo yi ci ni chi ta tao ru ni chi ta tao ye ni san da ya da ni tao cha tle da ye ni chi ta on ni chi ta cha to lu mo mo tle zi la ni chi khe tle zi la la ke tao ku ni no la shi ni no da ku yo le cha ku cha la tao kha living water. Go call your husband. Yeah. I mean, think about the conversation. From water to your husband. What do we have in common? Mohuka to koyal. And guess what? She's silent. Nichitela. Jesus wants her to reflect upon her ethical life. The moral of her lifestyle. Nisanko. To pu sam liha na lo mong pu ni lu neng ni o. I want you guys to see that there is nowhere in this passage that Jesus is condemning her for the lifestyle that she lives. တရှိယေစုစာကနလမပူလူနေကနအိုဟန်ဒါကိုနေတီလမရှိုင်ချုကေချောက်ကေချုလူနေကနလမအိုဟန်ဒါဂျန်ဂျင်ဘောလကျန်အနိဆလဟာချတပူဆမ်လေဒါ go call your husband အနီး go call your husband ကေနိဆလတဲ simply ဟတာ I have no husbandJesus wala jan chine you are right ka yin yo la ka yin ha yo la te yo la ko chain ta ka mo chi tu le ka mo chi tu ko ya ha tu ka kan junya ta shino is not your husband she got caught she got caughtThe point that Jesus wants to get across to her, how could Jesus say, how could Jesus say, how could Jesus say, how could Jesus say, your husband, he do Jesus, he do Jesus. John James, as he John James, he do Jesus, 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 and that Jesus is the groom, we are the bride, that heis the only husband, and that we are to be faithful to him. How, you may ask? Jesus points her to how she lives her life, and that's how we have to live our life. And this righteous life, kaku pehata moral, la shi high moral standard, to Jesus lumha, nyachu, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 on.And Jesus, the Pharisees, you have heard it, yeah, said that you shall not murder. Why? Because it is written. And you hear it. You have heard it say or said that you should not commit adultery. But I say.มีนอละนี่ชอบเชื่อใจละก็ไม่สู้องค์เก่าองค์เจ้าแต่สิกูหาเลย You have heard it said มีนอละนี่ชอบเชื่อใจละ an eye for an eye บอกเลยจังชั่วก็จะก็เป่าละฮันดาแต่สิมากูหาเลย What Jesus is saying is that you then have to live this life that is higher than what is written Why?Why should we live this high moral life? So that God is made known. No, no. That in this high moral life that you and I live, we can forgive, we can love. It is a teaching moment. I love you, I forgive you.This little baby.It's God's way of revealing himself to us that we can be forgiven and that we can be loved by a God who is the creator of the universe. Think about that. E konunu kaha kupele mo puwada pelune kupi tichale mo shashe pe olune jolikya pe puya olune njangin chu manchu njangin chu yesu.La shi pe lumo pe ha cho tu vang chu. E nu nu tse de nu ke pe ha ta pen jang jang chu vang chu. E ni tu chi ha pe to ko yan. It's just somebody that we live with. And that we have been divorcing God 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. And no matter how many times we say this is the season, this is the reason. La tu ko yan da Echo, Pelemo reflect, Lumo understand that this conversation is for Jesus to point her to this direction to understand her life and her sin and the life that she lives. We're not all perfect. But Nuku Pelemo Tao, Lunku Pelemo Tao Tsaika, Tleka Kashana. This life that we live, we have to reflect upon.The ethical, the moral lifestyle that we live. Nilamong kato ni pao chu pang chu. We don't have to make that effort. Because Ruh Tonen could live in us, will help us to live that lifestyle. Mishe, she doesn't like what Jesus is saying. So what does she do? She turns the conversation around. And now, Lumunu Yesu. Well, we've always worshipped in this mountain, Jerusalem. But you Jews say that the right place to worship now is in Jerusalem, that we must worship there. Let me ask you, Yakaya is the prophet. And you are a prophet. We don't know if she knows that Jesus is really a prophet. But because he already told her that she doesn't have husbands, to her, logically, he has to be somebody who can foretell the future. And so then she asks to change the subject. So, what's the right place? Where is the right place for us to worship? Our ancestors have always worshipped in this mountain. But you Jews say that we must now worship in Jerusalem. We have to go beyond ancestral worship. Now you may ask, last week, beyond the tradition and the cultural faith, isn't this the same thing? No. It's not the same thing. Jerusalem has to be the place. So let me ask you, where is the right place? We have people who are always looking for the right church. Always looking for the right church. Oh, panjeno tsala ya pa ka ka ya chu ta lo mo pe ha. Van chu ma panjeno tsala ya se ho panje ta ni chi ya la. Ja ku yo lo mo worship. E pe ke la mo khana turn into this worship war of music. Oh, me lo mo worship music. Me ke music jot la la chi ya. Me hung ga yin chi mo music le to ja show se la chi ya la. You see, we are all fighting this war, how we should worship and the right way to worship, and it's not even here. Nika question, Kununu Yesu has nothing to do with worship. It has everything to do with what Jesus will be answering. Kopele mo tata. Hata kachag ya hachi ya. Jesus wants to point her back to reflect upon her lifestyle so she can repent. And the question she's asking, and Jesus is going to answer, and Jesus is going to reflect and bring her right back to the question that she does not want to answer. Hatsunulune. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. where the place of worship is. It doesn't matter which church you go to. Because God ya gets out gets lumo nya chu ka lu nei ha ka yin chi che zu gets out gets han da. It doesn't matter. Because we think that Sunday na che pe to che pe cha gets out gets to. That she pechita tolomo reflect upon hacha tolomo ask for the forgiveness that we can have and the love that we know that God has given to us and that we can give to others. And we live the same life Monday through Saturday. We don't want to reflect upon it. And Jesus, I don't think that church is right for me because that church doesn't meet my needs. It doesn't meet my needs, so therefore, I can't attend that church anymore. It can't meet your needs because you do not want to reflect upon your life that you were living. It doesn't meet your needs because you don't want to answer what Jesus is asking. For you to go call your husband and bring your husband here. You don't want to answer. So the easiest way is to deflect from that and say, which church is right for me? Should I go to a therapeutic church? Or should I go to a church that always talks about positivity? See, it doesn't matter which church you go to if your heart is not right. And if you're not willing to answer the question of how my life is and reflect upon listen to how Jesus answers her. And Jesus doesn't directly answer her. Yesu indirectly answers her. Jesu, tell her how you know. You talk about a place, let me tell you, it's not a place. Worship is not a place, it is a nature. It doesn't matter if we worship here, we worship there, because worship isn't really a place. But it is a nature of you and I. It is a nature. And here Jesus answers her. And Jesus says, woman, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. That salvation comes from the Jew. Yet, a time is coming and it is here now. Lutzula, da shinola. That true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that the Messiah called the Christ is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to me. Jesus, I am he. In spirit and in truth. How do we worship in spirit and in truth? And in some of your translations, it'll say in spirit, elulu spirit, and then, it's a small s. When you look at that and when you see that word spirit in the lower case, it always talks about the inner self. That small s symbolizes that it's talking about your spirit, the human spirit. And in some of your translations, like here in the NIV, the specifically the 2011 NIV, nita in the spirit, nimoto capital S, tatada the Holy Spirit. And in truth, it has nothing to do with you. But the transliteration, kupi yelamong shai, nyacho the ESV, NASB, po tyaku lemong tsaiko, mingjana yepo that the spirit and that has to do with your inner being. That is driven by who? The Holy Spirit Himself. See, I can't pull out all the hat out. Hat out. Dunjain la. Their life is driven by the Spirit, and in truth, luna vanchi zulu. That's what it means to worship in spirit and in truth. That ka oilu ne ka lu ne hana no ya vanju pli le mong cha cha le vanju zulu has nothing to do with music, has nothing to do with you and I coming here raising our hands or not, or singing loud or not. It has everything to do with the way we live our life. The context of this passage, the context of this conversation is Yuhan lemo shao chuni cha John is writing this to his audience, allowing them to see in the time that they are facing all of the distress and the difficulties in their life, persecution, for them to see that there's forgiveness, there's love. And not only that, how? In truth, and we've heard many times people will say in spirit and in truth, well, you know, you got to raise your hand, and that's the way you know that you got the Spirit. And some of us, we don't like that. And we say, you got to stand still, that you have the Spirit. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is this conversation is not about that. This conversation, it's about her repenting of her life and understanding that Jesus is the one to forgive her and to love her. And that if she is going to give eternal life, she needs to turn around. And the right worship is to worship with her heart. This is the only truth, absolute truth. And when you have the Holy Spirit who leads you in spirit and in truth, then your life will be above reproach. And you will see the reason that Jesus has come to die. 2 Corinthians 5. You have Palotaleta, Vanch, you made he who knows no sin to become what? Sin. So that you and I may have salvation, be reconciled to who? To God. Jesus Kaluka, Jesus Hanachatapusamli. It's only to make Wang Chi known to her. Is not the right one. And that her lifestyle that she lives is not the right lifestyle. To turn and to reflect. We have that ability with the Holy Spirit working in us to forgive and to love people. And every year we talk about forgiveness, but forgiveness must come every day. But you know what the teaching moment is? Is when you can forgive them. You lose it all. But you know what? The teaching moment is when you can show them that you love them. Not everybody likes me. Not everybody, I guess you can say, not everybody likes me or not everybody can forgive me for maybe some of the things that I've said. But the teaching moment for all of us is when we can forgive that person and you teach them how to, 이목계장지다다. And you teach them how to, because at the end of the day, what you and I celebrate this coming week isn't about the presents that we receive. It isn't about the good gestures that we get. But it is about the opportunity for us to converse. It is the opportunity for you and I to be able to show forgiveness and show mercy and show love to the people that we otherwise cannot stand. Because God couldn't stand us. And he had to send his son and this little baby infant to show you and I that Jesus had to go to the Samaritan woman to converse with her, to allow her to see that there is forgiveness and there is love in the conversation that they had. Because he can offer her living water. You and I, we can offer that living water through the gospel conversation that we have with people. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. And it's going to come by way of you and I reflecting in our life. Let us give it to Jesus. He will forgive us. This is the right way. Let us give up these ancestral things that we have always done and allow the spirit of truth to speak into our life. And if we can carry this conversation in the days to come, the months to come, the years to come, guess what? And best of all, this coming year, our mission theme is what? No. We will again help people to know and make God's name known by the way that we live and our conversations that we take with us everywhere that we go. Tautika mo opportunity. He is the perfect lamb. Tell him, Luna chu ke ke pe ha pe ka ju pe lu nei ke pe on yang ge nong ka chu lu ha van chu kha ka lu kong lu be cho cho len cho tu ke pen ji ko po lo mo pu a pa ta van chu ka ya len tu ta ta ka ya tu ke ja chi tao ka ya tu ke lu tao e ka sa le cho ka te tu chi yesu lu on to nei nya ji ke zong ye lu zao lu mo to ja zhi shi tu shi tun dong kao li ha wan chi ge lu fu qi zhang de shao ge du zhe gan lu e ke pe le mo pu wa ta this is the beginning of forgiveness love and reconciliation to you e ta ka pu bang ge wan chi pe ye ke dao pe ye shi dao lu mo bang zhe pe lu ne ta pe sao han no la ban chi pe chu len chu tu cha pe ja kho pe ja chu kyo shot la pe ya ma ba ma che la ka sha xiao cha ke pe shot la pu pan ko ban chi pe ya shi the opportunity ke pe mo le mo speak of the gospel cho chu len chu tu pe yo ka cha je ya cha sha ta ka ya pu chu pe chu len chu tu ta cha chu ke ka sha ko lu chu ke na ka nya jong ele na le ja pe mo lo cha le nyo ta lo mo shin ji o ka cha lu da chi su lu be amen